The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hey, what is up, Bills Mafia? Welcome in to this episode of the Buffalo Nerd, your home for Buffalo Bills football with a charity on top. Brought to you by SB Nation on the Buffalo Rumblings YouTube and podcast networks. On this week's show, rapid reaction to the schedule release, baby. It's that time of year. The schedule is out. We are going to hit it up and we are going to chat about it on this week's show. So let's get ready to go.
It's about to go. This is the Buffalo Nerd Sports Podcast, where we talk history of the game, numbers, and stats. And each week we highlight a charity that's doing good. If you haven't subscribed yet, then you should, because I'm sick. This the real deal. And you know I gotta shout out the Buffalo Bills. Turn it up to the max, sit back and relax. This the Buffalo Nerd Sports Podcast. Let go!
Hey, what is up, everybody? Welcome in. I am pumped. I'm sure everybody that's in here, everybody that's going to be listening to this, you're going to have seen what has just taken place for a grown adult male. I'm not big into Christmas Day really anymore, right? But schedule release day. Oh yeah. And we got a awesome slate. It's brutal. We're going to go rapid reactions, walk our way through it. But for me, when I first glanced at it, I was like, ooh, that's kind of brutal to get going. It's an exciting looking schedule. Again, we're in the prime time. I mean, you're seeing what's taking place in Buffalo. The field is translating out, and all we're getting to see now is prime time. I know that's going to piss some of the homers off, and you know, some of the mafia will be upset by that, but that also means we're heading in the right direction, right? So it's a great opportunity for the team. We heard the rumors. We heard it all. I just was stunned when I actually saw it come out. So I was super stoked to see it. I'm really excited to jam with you guys on this and really see where everybody's at on this, because it's a phenomenal schedule. Prime time all the time. Like, we got to love it in some regard. But before we really dive into all that stuff, like we do every week on the show, we are going to highlight a charity. All right. This week and this month, for folks that don't know, this is Mental Health Awareness Month, right? So obviously during COVID times, mental health awareness became real, real high up on the, you know, the plateau of awareness where it should be, because there's way more people dealing with it than, you know, what we used to think and believe in, right? But so being that was part of it, I wanted to find a cool charity that really deals with mental health. So this week on the show, we're going to be highlighting ProjectSanctuary.us. So very cool organization. Basically, what they're all about is they help military families, right? So we know soldiers go overseas. They have things they have to deal with, and they have PTSD, and they have, you know, things of those nature that come back with them from going over there and fighting battles for all of us, right? But a lot of times, and I think most of us have kind of heard it before, right? You know, that this is kind of like when you go in the military, your family goes in the military, right? So they actually support the family that is back home and, you know, in need. You know, if you have potentially, you know, that mom that's now has to take care of all the kids without dad around, or vice versa, you know, like, so they've got a lot of cool stuff going on over there. I'd encourage you to head over to ProjectSanctuary.us and check them out. Very cool organization, helping out, you know, the moms, dads, grandmas, anybody that's left behind, that's family, you know, so they do a lot of cool things for them, resources, all that kind of stuff. So very cool organization. You should definitely check them out. Now, I want to go straight into it, but there is another piece of thing that needs to be said, and it deserves like a little bit of my acknowledgement. I don't want to say a little bit because I do really appreciate what this gentleman did for us, but we did all find out that Jerry Hughes, is no longer going to have an opportunity to be a Buffalo Bill. So I just wanted to kind of chime in on Jerry real quick before we get into the schedule, because Jerry was phenomenal to this franchise, right? I mean, we would not be in the situation that we're in without what Jerry Hughes brought to us in the 9 years he was there as the Bills. I had a feeling at some point or another he would probably find his way back to Texas. So I'm glad that did happen for him. So it's a good spot for him. I was chatting with somebody the other day online a little bit about it. I do think that Jerry will probably find his way to end up retiring a Bill, right? It'll probably be one of those maybe one day type of contracts, that type of stuff. But I do think that Jerry Hughes actually is going to retire a Bill at some point or another, but I'm super happy for him. He's a phenomenal player, great guy, high motor all the time, and it just, he was never really, he was super talented and we weren't that good in the beginning, right? He only got to play on this team for a few really good seasons where we are. So it's a little unfortunate, but tipping the cap to Jerry Hughes. Appreciate everything you did for us. And who knows, he may be back. We've seen that happen before. All right. So the reason we're all here, the reason of everything that we've been watching and leading up to today, is to see what the schedule is actually going to look like. So coming into this, for folks that hadn't happened to go look at this kind of stuff, we were slated to have roughly like the 12th toughest schedule out there. And that's all based off of last season's just records. Right. So we are going to basically be playing a just above 500 slate this season based off of the records of last year. We're ranked like 23rd in travel. So we're not really going to be doing a lot of traveling around the country this year. And yeah, let's go ahead and throw this up there from Levi. I think a lot of the Bills Mafia is going to go ahead and miss Jerry. And I've been seeing a lot of people chat it up. But so we're not doing a lot of following. I think it was 13,900 and some miles that we're going to have to travel. So we're really high on the spectrum of how little traveling we're going to have to do. So coming into it, things looked good. And this slate came out. You guys let me know. When I first saw it, I really thought to myself, this is kind of brutal. The front half of this, or not even half. We can't count half because the bye week's at 7. But the front side of this is stacked. I mean, these are awesome games against some like quality opponents right off the bat, right? So we're going to dive into each week real quick and kind of chat it up. But the main things I think that we got to take away from this, I've seen it already, is a lot of Bills Mafia is upset because we like the 1 o'clock game, right? We became so accustomed to it, and it's so nice for the Bills Mafia because of the hangout and the way it works and everything. But the 1 o'clock Bills just don't exist anymore. I mean, I feel like right now they're just, and we have to embrace this, right? We're getting ready to pay for a new stadium, which the NFL, I think, is signifying in what they did in this slate of who they believe are potential winners, right? And the Bills are there. We should be happy about that. Being in the prime time, being in that slate, you get the money, you get the endorsements, you get the prime time games. I know it sucks for Bills Mafia to not get that 1 o'clock game and get to hang out all day. I mean, believe me, I get it. I 100% believe it, but the stature of the NFL and keeping the NFL happy, you got to be on their primetime slate. So we're looking at 5 primetime games, right? That's what'll be announced, right? Is that there was 5 primetime games. There's the one standalone game, right? Because we're getting the Thanksgiving game. We're also playing Christmas Eve. I mean, if you can't tell who the NFL is trying to put in the spotlight, it's the Buffalo Bills, right? This is believed to be a Super Bowl contender, and the NFL's showing it in this slate, in my opinion. I mean, if you guys think I'm wrong, go ahead and chime in and let me know. Those of you that are watching this live and listening in live with me right now, let me know, because this to me proves that we are where we think we are. I know that that kind of sucks, right? Because essentially we lose what we love the most, right? But we're going towards what we want. I mean, this is signs of a playoff caliber team year after year after year after year. We're going to see this. We should start to get used to 5-6 primetime games, because if we're not getting those primetime games, yeah, it's going to be kind of disappointing to not have those games, right? Like we've lived that life, and I know it sucks and we'll find new ways to party, but you got to start living this life, because primetime, baby, big time games, we're playing on all the holidays. They want everybody to see this football team. I love it. So a couple little people chiming in early. Looks like we got a couple folks. A 3-3 to get things start off the bat. I mean, this is we'll dive into it deeper. 12-5 would be a disappointment. Yeah, I mean, that right there, I'm gonna leave that up there for a second, right? Because this is somebody who I think understands where we are, right? Like, and it really gets what we're doing. 5 losses is okay, right? Like potentially when you start looking around the AFC, teams are going to beat each other, right? It's going to happen. I don't envision any team really coming out and just cleaning house, right? I don't think that that's something we're going to see. So I think that this slate though is going to really challenge us early and we're going to see where we are because we have some things early that are going to be questionable, right? So let's kick it off right off the bat. Like we legit get to say this. Do we realize that what I'm about to say is the Buffalo Bills are going to play the season opener against the defending Super Bowl champs? What better of a stature would you like to set yourself at in the very beginning? Like if you come in and win that, you knock out the champs right off the bat. Boom. Champs are gone. Love it. Right. So, and this had been rumored for a while, but then they leaked that Monday night game. Like anybody in the chat too, let me know how much you guys love when we're going to get this, the release of the schedule today. And there's the tamper period, I guess, with the schedule too, where everybody can start leaking things a little bit here and there. So we find out there's going to be the Monday night clash in week 2, which is an incredible home opener. I know that it would be cool to do the full on Sunday and get it all on, but this Monday opener is going to be lit and it's against a good team. But once that came out, there'd been no team in history to start out primetime. Well, there is now. It's the Buffalo Bills. So home opener will be Monday night against the Tennessee Titans. But traveling to LA off the get, I think if you're going to travel all the way across the country, that's the way to do it right off the bat. And you get to gauge yourself against a team that's probably fallen off a little. I would gauge just off of what's seen. You've got Von Miller going back. They're the Super Bowl champs. You get the chance to go in there and set the tone for what your season's going to look like. I love it. And everybody's going to be watching. So let's see what JR chimed in with. He's got 15-2 to 13-4. Yeah. What do we got? Hard to complain about exciting primetime Bills games. Yeah. I mean, we got to love this, right? Like we went so long without seeing this stuff. We have to love this stuff. So we go week 2, Tennessee. Week 3, we get first divisional game and only divisional game before the bye. We actually play a lot of the division in the second half, which is very interesting. What's up, Richard Rushin? Richard's always here. What's up, Richard? Thanks for coming in, man. So we're going to then get our first division game against Miami, and then we go Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Kansas City. I mean, this is legit. Like, everybody that we were going to play that I would have said is probably going to be a fairly challenging team, take out Dolphins, probably take out Tennessee after their movement, you know, at the draft. But that's a tough slate. Baltimore puts good football teams on the field. Pittsburgh, we're going to get to see if it's Mitch or not. And, you know, we'll see what happens with that. But I feel like looking at that right off the bat, we have to come out of that at least 5 wins if we're going to be in a good shape. But that slate of just going Rams, Titans, Dolphins, Ravens, Steelers, then Chiefs, that's a workload, right? Like that's a big, heavy stretch up in the beginning. So this football team is going to really have to come out running and gunning. I mean, it's going to have to be ready to go. Tennessee has found ways to beat us, right? That's something that we're going to have to get over. I do think this will be a completely different Tennessee beast that we're going to play this year, but they still have found a way to get over us in the past and beat us. So Tennessee's a tough slate. Miami, it's all new down there, right? Like, I mean, minus Tua and whatever, but there's new pieces. This coach is supposed to have some skill if you listen to people around the NFL. I mean, I'm not an NFL coach, so I'm not going to speak to what level he's at or say that he's terrible because I don't know. He came from Kyle Shanahan. Shanahan's viewed as a very good football coach. So Miami could pose a different challenge this year, but to me, it's still Tua, right? So I still think that Miami's not quite there yet, but it is division. You never know what happens. Then Baltimore, you know, the last time we remember Baltimore is we handled them in the playoffs, right? Like that's how it went. So we have that feeling and we can go off of that. And I'm with you. I will go off of that because I do think that we're in a different place. They've got some different things going on, but and their wide receiver crew is not very good at this point in time, but they don't really throw the ball that much anyways, right? So you don't really know. So let's see what Josh Wheathead said here. that's Josh Whitehead, 2-2 in the series with Tennessee. Exactly. Right. They're a team that somehow finds a way to beat us. Right. And we've struggled with them. So you have to be careful with that team. Baltimore is going to be the same kind of thing. They're a team that very well could beat you. Right. And you're going into their building. So that's something we have to be ready for. Steelers. I've always been down on the Steelers. Going into last season, I was down on the Steelers. I don't think that there's any big guns there, but again, Pittsburgh puts good football teams on the field the majority of the time, right? So you got to come into the season thinking that they're going to put a good football team on the field, and it's early on, right? So you never really know what's going to happen. Then the showdown again, like it was last year, early on before the bye, the Chiefs. Now, completely different team, I think, right? I mean, they still have Mahomes, but without Hill, and I get they've shifted some pieces around, but I really do think that they're going to be a different team. They haven't figured out their back end yet, still in my eyes. They drafted the kid from Washington, which is a nice pickup, but their back end's wide open, and we know what Josh Allen is very good at, throwing the football, right? So I still think that Kansas City and to me, this is the year that we would set the tone early and we take them down again and we set that tone going into the bye, right? But then this was the one that really got me after this is coming out of the bye. Green Bay Packers on Sunday Night Football, Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen. I mean, come on. That is dynamite. Like you, that in sure. I mean, Green Bay could be either team could be terrible at that point in time, right? Realistically, you never know. But right now, thinking about it and just thinking about where we've been and where we're going, the Buffalo Bills are getting Aaron Rodgers on a Sunday night. And you know, Rodgers is still viewed as prime time, baby. I mean, he's MVP, right? He's the reigning MVP. You're getting him on prime time at home on Sunday Night Football. Awesome. I mean, just awesome. Totally, totally pumped for that. And then things started kind of, like to me, and for people that enjoy just watching the Bills, I mean, that right there is like, to me, that was kind of like, I know I mentioned it a little bit ago about like the schedule kind of makes me feel like we are where we are, but getting a game like that. I mean, if you think back, like when Aaron Rodgers is on primetime, those are big time showdowns. Just if you put that in your head as a football fan and you start thinking back, when did Aaron Rodgers play on Sunday night? When did he play on Sunday night? When did he play on Sunday night? You're going to come back to like big time games. If you don't, you can tell me, but come back next week and tell me that I was wrong. But I would say right off the bat, he's prime time. And getting him is telling us that we are really reaching that prime time status. Right. I mean, I think it's that simple. But that first stretch, and then again, we're getting the early bye. Last year, I think we went through having the early bye very well. It didn't seem to bother us. I don't really like it. I would rather prefer that we have something a little deeper in the slate, maybe around like 10. Right, I think that would be a little bit better for us. But I think again that last year we proved we could do it, so you don't really have to worry about that. But the early bye, yeah, I mean that's kind of something I could do without. But then we start hitting the slate, right? I thought there was some interesting things in the schedule, and one of them was the three consecutive division games. I know we don't play heavy up front, so they have to stack it in there. But December is legit. Three of those games are going to be against the division. Like, that feels really weird to just stack them all together like that. But we're playing very division heavy in the back half. And to me, that's good and bad. You guys can chime in the chat and let me know where you stand on it. But no matter how much separation I may feel that this football team has on the rest of the teams in the division, it's still division games. Right, they always somehow find a way to just be a little tricky. Right now, granted, we have Josh Allen. They have young quarterbacks, and Josh Allen's young, but he's proving to be—he grew at a way faster pace than I believe these guys are going to grow at. So we're still going to be playing young teams in that regard. So the way the schedule broke out, with as brutal as it was up front, this back half does feel nicer. Right. I discussed last week that I don't think New England is necessarily going to be as high of a caliber of team this year as they were last year. And then again, we've got Zach Wilson with a ton of young players, and we've got Tua who hasn't shown he can beat us yet, right? So the back half of this slate looks pretty nice, but come out of it, we do the Jets. Minnesota, I'm not really sure where to go with Minnesota yet this season. There's so much dislike in like Kirk Cousins in Minnesota. You know, it feels like one of those things where like when they got rid of Stephon Diggs, right? Like they just, everybody was hating on him and hating him, even if he was those things where it's like, you have to feel like you're going to be okay either way. Right. But then we come out of that slate, we're going to play against the Vikings, and then we're going to play against the Cleveland Browns. Right. And for me, the Browns are an interesting piece and potentially something that could be interesting. Depends on how the Deshaun Watson thing works out. Right. I don't really like to spend much time on him because I think it's kind of despicable the way that the league and everybody has kind of handled that situation. And that's just my take on it. I just personally won't really put much time or effort into him. But realistically, that football team, they have a great run team. They have a great offensive line. But even if you're putting him there, I'm not super convinced that we have to be that concerned about the Cleveland Browns. But you never know. We get Detroit again this year. It seems to be like, we played him in the preseason last year, but we're playing Detroit on Thanksgiving. I mean, I'm okay with this one. You guys let me know what you think, but I'm cool with this Thanksgiving game. It's like, I like it, right? Because we all enjoy Thanksgiving. We're all going to be hanging out watching football, and it's always been like watching the same old guys play. So I've been pretty cool with the idea of the Bills being the same old guys now, right? So for me, I don't like that it's necessarily the early slate. I think that's kind of a bummer. I would have liked it to be a little more prime time, but we get Detroit on Thanksgiving. Another, primetime showdown that I guess they're not calling it primetime because it's early, but it's going to be fun either way. And then we get New England, and we're now into later in the slate here, and we get New England. Let's see. Let's Josh Whitehead chime back in here. Yeah. Bills Lions. Is that who you want to play? I like this, but for me, I want to beat Dallas every year. Like let's go into America's team and wreck them every year. Like I would rather beat Dallas every year. I think that would be a lot of fun. And especially like, I don't know if this is kind of way off topic of the schedule, but I don't know if anybody out there saw this, but essentially I think it was the governor of Dallas or of governor of Texas came out and said that Dallas is now going to be reaching the status of like the third largest city or something, that right up there with Chicago or whatever, suggesting that they could house a second NFL team. Now, please let that happen. I would love for them to start a brand new football team there, and then that football team does way better than the Cowboys. It would be incredibly awesome because if you can't tell, obviously I'm anti-Dallas. Let's see. JR's chiming in. When we played the Cowboys on Thanksgiving, it was one of the highest rated Thanksgiving games, so I imagine that's why we were on. Yeah, I think that they're especially – and thanks for chiming in, JR. Appreciate it. But I think they're definitely realizing, right, that the Bills – they have a good following, right? Either whether you're winning or not, they have a good following. And then when you mix in winning, it's even better, right? I think that they're just now realizing that it's not really that they're realizing, it's just we're finally good, right? Like we're actually a dominant football team. Let's see. Jerry Jones will burn that city down before a new team. Yeah, Jerry, he does pretty much own everything there. I just thought it was hilarious because I was like, this would be something that Dallas would try to do, right? Like they would be that city that would absolutely go out and try to bring in another team and be the next LA, thinking that they would be like building two champions when they built a champion a while ago and it hasn't been that way in a long time. But that's beside the point. So then that's when we kind of kick into that December slate. I do like that two of the games again at home are in December or at home. Again, it loses a little bit of its luster this year. And that's mostly because of the Jets and the Dolphins, right? I get that the Dolphins don't really play well in the cold and all that, but these are still division teams. We've been playing them for a long time. I think they're pretty accustomed, to being able to come up here and play in the snow if that's what it's take. Now, are they going to play as well? We've seen in the past that they don't necessarily play as well, right? And I mean, the Jets claim they're in New York or whatever, right? Even though they're in New Jersey. So they should be fine playing in the weather either way. This one's cool because I think that playing on these holidays is cool to me. Like, so getting the Christmas Eve lineup again, and getting to kind of do that Saturday, or I think it'll be a Saturday, I think is what it is, right? That's week 16, right before Christmas. I mean, what else can you ask for? I mean, this is just like, it's incredible that like on all the days that we enjoy just hanging out, and as like, I know some people out here aren't parents and stuff, but I'm a parent, and like, some of these holidays are just like terrible to like go into. It's of everything that you have to do for it and everything. But now I'm going to get to like know that the Bills are there on Christmas Eve. Like, I'm going to get to watch the Bills play on Christmas Eve. And so it's just, it's so much more fun this late. Walking through it, it's so cool. And then this brings the next piece of the puzzle, which I didn't even realize this at first until I started kind of like re-looking at the schedule. And I was like, wait a second. What about these two other games against our division opponents that say TBD next to them? Man, does it feel good to be the team that they want to show? Like week 15, they're already not sure what time they would want us to play, right? And I think that already kind of speaks to how intense the NFL believes the AFC is going to be, right? On top of that, besides the Bills being good, the AFC is stout. I would be hard pressed to find somebody that's going to argue me off of the concept that the AFC is stacked. There's 10, 12 teams that are very dangerous. There's some obviously top heavy, and there's some at the cream of the crop and all that kind of stuff. But this thing definitely turns into where when you're fighting for that seven spot or whatever, that you could be up against 4 to 5 teams. Like, it could be that tight. I mean, just looking at the AFC and what's taking place, the AFC West is getting legit, and it's going to be super competitive over there this year as well. So it's just, it's the North, the AFC North is kind of still pretty competitive. I mean, you've got the team that was in the AFC Championship, in the Super Bowl there that we're going to play again this year. So, I mean, it's just, this is a heavy slate on the AFC. So, but TBD, that to me is another thing that tells me the Buffalo Bills have ascended way past even what a lot of us realize. This new stadium, they're trying to pump this team. They are trying to pump this team hard, right? Because they know it's going to take funds to house this new stadium. It's going to take sponsorships. It's going to take big money to make it all work in New York. So primetime slates, the NFL is going to be posting up around the Bills for 5 games this year. 6-7 if you want to include the Thanksgiving and the Christmas Eve stuff. So this is huge for the Buffalo Bills as a franchise moving forward. Then after that, Chicago, you're playing them on Christmas Eve, which is a weird day or whatever, but I like Justin. I like what they're doing as far as I take that back. I like the idea of the quarterback, but I don't know what else they have. Obviously, it'll be the Khalil Mack, you know, but to me, it's one of those things where like the Bears don't seem too serious of a team that we would have to worry about this year. Now, granted, you never know. I mean, this is week 16. You could potentially have hurt, you know, players hurt, and everything else could have gone completely sideways, and you never know. But this is May 12th when we're talking about this, right? So then this, you kick off the new year with the team that was in the Super Bowl in the Cincinnati Bengals. The first showdown between Josh Allen and Joe Burrow is going to be literally one of the first games of 2023, like weeks away from the playoffs starting. That's prime time. That is big time football. Monday Night Football, and that's in their building too, right? So that's going to be an interesting game, but it's going to be an exciting game. And this season was already exciting, right? I think each one of these seasons is building, and it's building where we feel like we're there. We feel like we're there. We know we're there. We're almost there. We're going to be there. It's not really a dream anymore. My guy Joe Miller always says, you know, like, I think it's hashtag greatest dreams land, right? Like, it's not that anymore, right? And he talks about that all the time. We've been building, you know, that it's not just a dream anymore. Like, we're putting a lot of those dreams to reality with these teams. And then, cool one, another TBD, Let's see who we got here chiming in. Two primetime games at home, man. Right? Like, it's super disappointing. I like your style, though. That's the way to look at it. What else? We got Josh Whitehead again. Could be the AFC 1-seed deciding game against Bengals, right? I mean, you're coming in that's late into the season. You really could be talking about who's going to be hosting AFC championships and that type of stuff that late in the season in that football game. That's a good point, Josh. Here it is. Here's my guy. Thanks, JR. It's wildest dreams land. Sorry, Joe Miller. The voice. I love you still. So we finish out the season with none other than the team we hate the most, the New England Patriots. Love it. Love it. It's also a TBD, right? They're basically, I think what's going to happen with this one too, if all goes well, is we're going to play them at 1 o'clock to finish out the season in a game that hopefully doesn't matter for us. And they're just like getting ready to finish number four in the division. And we're just laughing our asses off finally. Wildest dreams land. Let's make it a reality, right? So this slate, love it. I love everything about it, minus how thick and heavy it is in the beginning. I'm kind of like, I'm trying to digest that, right? Because part of me wants to say, okay, let's get through that tough slate and then roll through this kind of what appears to be a little easier after the bye slate. But that's all past kind of tense stuff too, right, though. But the other part of me is like, maybe we just go after this real hard in the beginning, right? But then it was like, maybe we split this up. I almost kind of like, let's sprinkle them in, right? One a month or something like that, you know, but exciting, exciting time to be a Bills fan. They're obviously, the NFL is all over it. They believe it as much as we do. I mean, you don't put a team in prime time this much and give them other spots if you're not going to make them a team that you truly believe in, right? To me, that's just, why would you? And they've been proving it. So very cool. Let's see, a couple other things to hit on as we're moving forward throughout. Now that we got the schedule breakdown. Oh, let's see. Here it is. So I'm just going to lay this out there because I wasn't sure if he was actually going to show up. This is one of my coworkers out here in California, and we were on a meeting earlier today, and it came up, and I saw the notification come across that the Bills were opening up against the Rams, and I had to go ahead and cheer about that. And he decided to go ahead and send me a nasty gram that we were going to start the season 0-1. So there's that. But Jermaine, thanks for stopping by anyways, man. I appreciate it. So this slate to me is just going to be a great way for the Bills to prove early, right off the bat, that we are who we say we are. And as much as he wants to love on the Raiders because he's a West Coast guy, and I did keep Devonta in my fantasy league, just so you know. But as we're moving forward into this, we're going to kind of start moving into a little bit of fantasy stuff, and we're going to chat a little bit about just what we think is going to happen with the roster moving forward, start bringing on some guests, start bringing on some more folks that got some knowledge of the game, and just start getting different opinions of, you know, the Bills, because I can sit here and tell you how awesome they are because I believe in them, right? And I love them. And I'll tell you how bad they are too. But it is cool for me, and I think it's cool for other Bills fans to hear sometime some outside opinions and stuff besides the big networks and all that kind of stuff, because they're kind of force-fed what they would have to say half the time, right? But thanks, everybody, for tuning in again this week. I really appreciate you guys showing up and everything. I know I'm new to the network over here, so a lot of you aren't familiar with me. But thanks a lot for showing up. Next week, we'll be hitting it again. Make sure that you guys do, if you have an opportunity, to go over there and check out projectsanctuary.us. Very cool organization. I think, you know, the majority of us probably know somebody that was in the military, past, present, future, who knows, you know, whatever it may be. So they do a lot of good things for the families involved. So it's a very cool organization. If you can hop over there and check them out. Make sure you guys are tuning in, liking the show. Make sure you guys are subscribing to the network if you haven't already. Make sure you guys are hitting that notification button so you guys aren't missing anything. You know, you got Joe Miller, you got Jay Spence. You got a ton of great guys on this network. Nate Geary, Bruce Nolan. I mean, I think I'm forgetting somebody. Who am I forgetting? Oh, man, it's going to make me mad. And I'm sorry if I'm forgetting. Oh, man, I'm going to be so upset and they're going to hit me in the group chat. But it's a great network of guys. And make sure you guys, if you're not going over there to Buffalo Rumblings and reading what's going on over there, those guys are putting out a lot of good work. They actually had like the schedule basically mapped out, you know, like a whole friggin' hour before the schedule was even released. So they're putting out good work over there. So make sure you guys are heading over to BuffaloRumblings.com and reading what those guys are up to. And make sure you guys are following me on everything that, you know, I'm up to on every social media channel. Or you can just look up the Buffalo Nerd. That's pretty much on everything that you guys are looking for as well. So that's going to do it for this week, guys. Thanks for listening in. Appreciate everybody. And of course, go Bills.
Make sure you leave a review and subscribe so you never miss another episode. We'll see you next time. Leg out.